It's all about controlling the process.
All right. So then when you're on that phone conversation, you're going to do two things. And speed the process is the key to your success. Okay. So this is, again, this is vital that you, everyone here gets this, right? Like, this is freaking vital. Speed the process.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling. But it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is No Broke Months.
Hello, No Broke Months podcast listener. This is Dan Roshan. Of course, I'm the host of the show, No Broke Months podcast, and I'm also the head coach visionary for the Consistent Predictable Income Community Coaching for Real Estate Agents. If you want to learn more about how the CPI community can help you in your business, I invite for you to visit www.nobrokemonths.com and learn how we can help you achieve your success.
Real estate coach Dan Roshan of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents talks about helping buyers prove their documents to lender. He explains that agents can make the buying process smoother and more efficient for their clients by providing guidance on the necessary documents and ensuring they are properly prepared. Learn more about helping buyers prove their documents to lender in this new episode of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents.
Well, I have a first-time buyer. He took the first step to call the lender. So that part is good. But now he needs to prove the documents. He needs to send the documents to the lender. But it looks like he's not responding. He's not responding to my calls and his calls. So what do you suggest? What do you suggest to do at this point?
Okay. I'm going to give you two answers, right? One's a reactive answer, which is what you're asking me for. One's a proactive answer that will create it so you're never in this position again. Okay. So let me start with the proactive answer first. Okay. So what you want to do when you're working with your lender, this is valid for everyone, so this is relevant for everybody here, is you want to train your, you want to teach your lender, request for your lender, that when they have that conversation with them, to take the application on the phone. A lot of lenders won't do that. They're not, it's like not part of their business practice, right? But for me, I tell my lenders, I say, look, if we're going to work together, when I introduce them to you, you're going to take their application on the phone. All right. So basically what they're going to do is they're going to do the application on their behalf, right? They'll go through and they'll ask them questions and they'll put the information in there, that type of thing. This keeps it in control so that you don't see, this is all about keeping control of the process. There's two things there that you have an opportunity for. One is I heard you say the buyer called the lender. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes. Yes.
All right. We should never leave it at chance that the buyer does anything. Okay. So moving forward, the next time you do a text introduction to the lender and the buyer, and the lender should be calling the buyer. I mean, unless if it just happened that way, right? But what we want to do is we want to control every step of the process.
So you mean like a three-way call?
Three-way text. Yeah. So like, if I'm talking to, where did the buyer, Veronica, where did you find the buyer from? Like it was a
referral. It's a referral.
Okay, great. So then you had a phone conversation with the buyer?
Yes.
Great. And then when you hang up the phone from the buyer, there's a couple things you're going to do. Number one is you're going to introduce them to the lender, right? Where you're saying buyer meet lender, lender meet buyer. Okay. And all right. And so then when you complete that, you immediately call the lender. You say, lender, call buyer now. Okay. Again, it's all about controlling the process. All right. So then when you're on that phone conversation, you're going to do two things. And speed the process is the key to your success. Okay. So this is, again, this is vital that you, everyone here gets this, right? Like, this is freaking vital. Speed the process. So you have the phone conversation with the buyer. You get the lender on with the buyer within 20 minutes, if possible, 20 seconds, if possible, from the second you hang up the phone. And on the phone conversation, you're scheduling a video conversation same day. And so let's say it's 1:17 right now. Let's say I had that call with them right now. And I'd say, hey, I wouldn't mind doing this. I've got a lender who specializes in first-time home buyers. He's got the best rates and the best terms in the business. I can introduce him to you right now. I wouldn't mind doing that. Okay, great. That's fantastic. Okay. And would you be able to If he's available, would you be able to talk to him this afternoon? It would just probably make best sense for you to do so. Okay, I could do that. All right, I'm going to do a text introduction to you right now. And then what I wouldn't also mind doing is I have some homes in mind that I'd love to be able to maybe jump on a quick video conversation with you. And during that quick video conversation, I'll review those homes with you. And I know I could just email it to you, but I found that if we just jump on a quick video conversation, that is quicker because we can make adjustments in real time. I can really make sure that I know what you're, you know, interested in. I'm hitting the mark. Does that make sense to you? Would that be valuable? Yes. Yes. Great. So how about 5 o'clock tonight or maybe six? What's best for you? 6 o'clock. Okay. I'm going to send you a Google Calendar invitation. Will you accept the Google Calendar invitation? That way we make sure we don't miss each other. Yes, I'll accept that. All right. I'm sending that to you right now. Google Calendar invitation. It looks like this. Okay. Here's one on Tracy Laws. I don't normally work on Sundays. I did this past Sunday. Okay. That's horrific. That's not what we want. This is what it's supposed to look like. So it's supposed to look like this. Tracy Laws. Somebody did that for me. We look forward to helping you. Oops. I sound like I may have edited it. All right. But that's what it's supposed to look like, right? It's supposed to say, buyer, we look forward to helping you. I look forward to helping you. Okay. So you're going to send that Google Calendar invitation to talk to them at 5 o'clock today. And then you're going to ask them, so are you comfortable with Google Meet to do a video call or is Zoom better for you? And you get a free account for Zoom. You get a 45-minute call. Google, I think, gives you an hour call video. Okay, so that, and now you hang up the phone, you do the text introduction to the lender, you call the lender, and now at 5 o'clock, you already have like an idea of what they can qualify for, and you can make sure the lender fills out the application when they're on the phone with them. Okay, so these are all the steps that when you do all of that, you'll never be in this position again. All right, so that's the proactive approach that you take to avoid this opportunity. Now, what do you need?
Sorry. So when you call the lender, the video call, so you talk about the process of buying or what?
For now, I'm just going to say just yes. But for now, what you're going to do is you're going to share with them some homes online and you're going to show them to them. Okay. So now, Veronica, there is a larger process than just that, which is called the 80-20 buyer council. I'm going to have to teach you that later because it's about a 2-hour instruction for me to teach that to you. Now, hold on. I still haven't answered your question. Okay. Because your question was, what do I do now? And I said, well, there's two answers. I got, how can you avoid this? Which isn't what you're asking me. That's what I just answered. Well, now what do you do now? So let's go back. And now that we recognize that we never want to be in this position again, when was the last conversation that you've had with them or that the lenders had with them?
With me, it was last Friday. With him, I think it was on Monday.
Okay. I'm going to suspect that I know the answer to this question, but there's another proactive thing that you may have an opportunity for as well. When you talked to them last Friday, did you set up the next appointment with them?
No.
Yeah, that's what I suspected. So, and again, I'm not being critical, right? This is just a learning opportunity for you, Veronica. So you just feel safe and comfortable, right? Like just, it's okay. So on Friday, again, I mentioned that you wanted to do the video call, right? So you're scheduling that video call. Well, let's say you do the video call, you're done with the video call. And at this point, maybe, you know, at this point you want to get hired and then you want to schedule a time to go look at homes. Well, let's say they're not ready to go look at homes. Right. Let's say they're saying, well, I'm taking a vacation next week, so it'd be better if I do it when I come back from vacation. Then you say, okay, fantastic. What day are you coming back from vacation? Thursday, whatever. Okay, well, then should we reconnect on Friday or maybe the Monday to let you sort of get settled back in? And they say, well, Friday would be fine. Okay, well, what time on Friday should we reconnect? 3 o'clock. Fantastic. I'll send you a Google Calendar invitation right now so that we'll talk at 3. So in other words, every single step and every single point of the process, you have the next step scheduled. This prevents having to chase. This prevents having to ask the question, which is, hey, I had a great lead and now I can't get in touch with them, which is basically the question that we're answering right now. Okay. So, All right. So let's make sure we do that. So now let me answer. So you last talked on a Friday lender, and then the lender, do you know if there was a next step scheduled with the lender? Probably not, I'm thinking.
No, he's just waiting for the document.
Okay. And when did the lender last reach out to try to reconnect with him?
It was Monday or Tuesday.
When did you last connect with them, or last try to connect with them, rather? I know you said Friday.
The lender?
The buyer.
That was a...
And you haven't tried to follow back up with them since then?
Yes. He doesn't answer.
Okay. What were your attempts? Sorry for...
But he's connecting through Gmail. That's the good part. I know he's alive. But he actually sent me an email. It was on Wednesday, and I said...
So that's yesterday?
Oh, no, Tuesday, sorry.
Tuesday. And what did his email say on Tuesday?
I said, after you get pre-qualified, I'm going to help you start... I'm going to help you with show properties. And he said, it's fine. I'm going to follow your advice.
Fantastic. All right. So what you want to do is you want to create some sort of urgency for him to get on a phone conversation with you today. Okay. So what are some things that we could do to create an urgency? Hey, did you talk to the lender already? Because I heard that interest rates are going to be rising, but we can lock them in now. You got a second to jump on a quick phone call. Okay. So sometimes, and that's a possibility. You never lie in sales. You never, ever, ever lie in sales, but you point out things that are possibilities to create to create action. Is it possible the interest rates go up tomorrow? Absolutely, right? Have you heard conversations that may happen? Well, you just did. Hey, tomorrow they may go up. All right, so now you're within integrity. You just heard it. So now you could communicate that to the buyer to cause them to jump on the phone with you. Or maybe, hey, listen, I just saw a home available that may be perfect for you. I'm not sure how long it's going to be around. Is there a good time we could jump on a quick phone call? So you need a reason for them to get on a phone call with you, not, hey, I want to help you and show you properties, because that's generic. There's no reason for me to have to do that, right? Like, okay, great. Well, when I'm ready, I'll contact you, Veronica, right? No, I want to get you on the call. And if you get them on the call, then you could take what I just said previously to be proactive, and you can implement it from that point moving forward.
Thanks so much for listening to the No Broke Months podcast today. Until the next show, I invite for you to be grateful, make good choices, help someone, have the best day of your life, and go find a listing!